Joined by Elliot Friedman outside of Rogers Place on day one of the Stanley Cup Final for 2025. Elliot, does this ever get old covering the Stanley Cup Final for you?
No, it's absolutely not. It's like the exact reverse. Last year was a great final. I know in Alberta they'll say the wrong team won. This year I'm expecting just a good final, and I can't wait for it to start. Look how excited people are.
Yeah, and it's starting here in Canada, in Edmonton this year, and this atmosphere is going to be crazy. Compared to last year, you know, can it be even more than it was last year, do you think?
I think so. Absolutely it can be. You know, I think last year everybody was excited. This year, everybody believes they can win. It's a different feeling. It'll be hard. Like, Florida's a hell of a team, but people believe the Oilers can win.
Yeah, and again, it's been 1993, it's been 1990 since the Oilers won.
Too long for Canada.
For sure it has. So is there any way to put into words what this would mean for this team if they were able to do it this year?
Well, I think that, number one, like, just as a Canadian, I think the Stanley Cup, it's been too long. I've always said, Galen, that before I get fired, I want to see a Canadian team to win one, and I don't care which one it is. Edmonton's here, so why not the Oilers? Look, I think, I live in Toronto. I grew up with people who are big Leaf fans. I was born in 1970. Like, me and my group of friends, particularly Leaf fans, they've never seen a team win. So I don't know how sympathetic they are to the Oilers, who've already won 5 Stanley Cups, but I don't care. I would love to see a Canadian team win, so I'm hoping for Edmonton.
Just your thoughts on how Connor has taken a captain's role here and has started to, really develop as a leader, and, what it would mean for him to get over the hump this year.
Well, I think the one thing I really like about him is he's demanding of himself, but he wouldn't ask anything of himself, anything of anyone else that he wouldn't ask of himself. And I think the other players see that. He's one of the hardest workers. He's one of the most determined guys. He expects a lot out of himself. And that's what true leaders are. They don't, blame the 18th guy on the roster or the 20th guy on the roster. They look in the mirror first. And that's why I think he's as great as he is. And he's demanding of himself. He pushes himself. He always wants to be better. We always say, what else could we see? But he always seems to come up with something else that makes us say, wow. He's a great player, and he's a great leader.
As far as the back-to-back meetings with these two teams, is there one X factor that you think is the difference when you have, in the past, you've seen Pittsburgh and Detroit play back-to-back years. You've seen, the Oilers in the 80s with the Islanders 1 year, and then the Oilers win it the next. In these back-to-backs, is there one X factor that stands out that, changes the momentum or changes the outcome?
I'll give you two. Skinner has to be... He doesn't have to be all world, but he's got to be like he was the last couple of series. He's got to give them 4 W's. And number two, they got to be able to get the puck out of their zone. That's what Florida does better than anyone else. They put the puck deep, they pressure you, they force you to make mistakes, they put it in your net. That's what Edmonton has to avoid.
And the last one for you, again, I'm born in 1974, so I did it. Like,
you look younger than me.
We did witness 1984 to 1990, where it was a Canadian team every year.
Yep.
Can we ever, expect to get back to something like that?
I don't think so. I think it's just too hard. There's 7 Canadian teams, there's 25 U.S. teams. I think it's too hard.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Galen.